Now, I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you kids. The first one is this. What do you like about Christmas? What are some of the things you like about Christmas? Yes, Rosie. Yeah. You get to celebrate God and his birth, and Jesus' birth, is that right? Very good, well done. Yes, Jaden. You like family, spending time with family, great. Yes, please. Ah, the same as roses. Oh, it's two votes for that. That's good. Any other things people like about Christmas? There's at least one or two things that I'm pretty sure you do, even though you might be thinking you're not going to say it. Any other things? Yeah, you can say, Michael.
Yeah, I like
the food. Right. There we go. The good food. That's one of the things I was expecting. That's right. Good. Others? Yes, Lucy. The presents are pretty good. I'm very surprised more people didn't say that. That's good. All of those things are fantastic, aren't they? Now, I like all of those things about Christmas, but I also like one other thing that we haven't mentioned. I really like Christmas lights. I love Christmas lights. Have you seen houses with Christmas lights up all over them? Yeah, some of you have seen houses with Christmas lights everywhere. They're fantastic, aren't they? Where else do you often see Christmas lights? Sometimes they're all over houses like that. But where else do you sometimes see Christmas lights? Yes? On a Christmas tree, that's one of the places. Very good. Jaden? Sometimes in the shops, that's right. Good. Good. Is there any others? That's probably most of them, actually. That's good. So I love Christmas lights. But do you know, there's one Christmas light that is the most important Christmas light of all. And that reading from the Bible that Jaden just read talked about this most important Christmas light. And somewhere in this room is hidden this very important Christmas light. Do you think you can find it?
Yeah.
Okay, kids, go look and see if you can find it. If you can find it, bring it to me. Somewhere in this room is hidden a very important Christmas light. And those kids who were with me when we hit it may not look. Thank you. Good. 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 Thank you. Very good, Felicity. Thank you very much. Good. Right. Well, this is the very important Christmas light. That's right. I thought this was going to light up more than it does, but nevertheless, these are lighting in the bag. They look like. See that, Rosie? It's the Christmas light. Good. Very strange. Yeah. Okay. It's Jesus with a crown. Good. So this is the baby Jesus, isn't it? He's the most important Christmas light, and he's got a crown lighty thing on him to show that he's a king as well. But you might ask, and Rosie, fair enough that you looked at me a little bit strange, how can a baby be a light? Well, that is what the Bible story was about. Well, the one we heard just before, the one that Jaden read, at the start of that reading, it said this. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. That's talking about the first Christmas when Jesus came into the world. And when he came into the world as a little baby, it's saying that he is the true light. And there are a few ways that Jesus is like a light. First of all, it says there in the verse that he's the true light that gives light to everyone. Oh dear, sweetheart. He's the true light that gives light to everyone. And we'll just give her a wee second. That's okay. Good. Good. All right. He's the true light, gives light to everyone. And one way that he does that is he actually gives us our life. The Bible tells us that he gives us our life. Our life's a bit like a light bulb that's turned on. What do you need to make a light bulb work? What do you need to make a light bulb work? Yes, Georgia. Electricity. That's right. When there's no electricity, you can have a light bulb, but there's no light. But if you have electricity, the light bulb lights up. And in a way, Jesus is like the electricity that gives us light. He makes us alive. He gives his power to make us alive. But also, he's like a light in another way, in that he lights up the darkness. The hope that he gives pushes the darkness away. Dark can be scary for some of us, and he is good, and he pushes back on the scary darkness, the dark things around us. Even sometimes the darkness inside us, he pushes back and changes that. He shares his light with us, and it kind of lights us up. So Jesus is the true light. And at Christmas, we celebrate the coming of the true light. But in that reading as well, it said that some people didn't want the light. Verse 11 said, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. So they didn't receive him. They didn't want his light. And sometimes we can be a bit like that. Sometimes we don't want Jesus' light. If Jesus is a Christmas light, it's like sometimes we want to unplug him and put him back in the box and put the box in the cupboard and shut the door. Why do you think we'd want to do that? Why would we want to put away the Christmas light? Yes, Jaden, you want to try? Because he's irritating us. Maybe. Maybe we'd find some things about him hard. It might be because we don't want his light to shine on bad things about us, because sometimes when he shines his light, we can see the bad stuff in us. A bit like burglars or robbers. They often do their robbing at night when it's dark so no one sees them. They don't want the light because they don't want the bad things they do to be seen. Sometimes we can be a bit like that with Jesus. We feel like his light will shine on the bad things we've done and make them able to be seen. And so we try to unplug him and turn him off and put him away in the cupboard. But we don't need to do that. We don't need to turn his light off or try to turn his light off. See, even though we might sometimes want to turn the light off, we don't need to. The light came to us for a great reason. Not a bad reason, a great reason. It said in our reading in verse 12, yet to all who did receive him, so to those who wanted the light and said yes to the light, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. See, Jesus, the true Christmas light, came to make us God's children so that we can be friends with God. And his light can shine on us and help us see the world the right way and live well in the world. So, keep looking to find the light. Don't try to put Jesus away in a cupboard. Keep looking for his light. Looking at him through the Bible, finding out more about him, and then his light will shine on you. Like a great Christmas light. Like the greatest Christmas lit up house of all. And it'll shine on you and light up the darkness with hope and joy and peace. That's our wonderful Christmas light, Jesus. And we're going to sing another wonderful Christmas song now. It's a bit of a Christmas rock song, this one. You might have to get your air guitars for this one. It's about how we need Jesus. It's called Merry, Merry Christmas. So those who are going to help me play it can come. Everyone else is welcome to get up, and you can stand on chairs if you want. I don't mind, but it's got to be air guitaring. All right.